I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. Earlier this year, the City of Asheville kicked off a community garden program. Residents can claim and garden a spot on designated vacant plots around the city. It's a green dream come true for one group of locals who live downtown and who've had their eye on an empty lot in their front yard.
Here's basil. That's curly kale. Here's sage. Basilico and Poscomelo in Greek.
That is a very on a warm, sunny, breezy afternoon, a garden tour is underway. Only this isn't your typical garden. Pots of herbs and flowers are lined up against a chain-link fence that encloses a big gravel lot where the Sister Cities building once stood on Page Avenue in downtown Asheville.
This is the border. This is spinach.
This looks like a little green oasis on a busy city block. Our tour guide, Barbara Gravel, lives in senior housing across the street and has been gardening this spot for years. Soon, neighbor Melvin Smith wanders over to lend a hand.
The bottom of it got to breathe.
Thank you. I knew you'd have some wisdom.
The two are part of a thriving neighborhood volunteer beautification movement spearheaded by the Uptown Senior Gardening Group, Elder and Sage. Claire Hanrahan is one of the group's organizers.
Well, several years ago when I moved in, I realized that around the trees was nothing but cigarette butts and dog feces. And a lot of neighbors here are gardeners, and we have no access to dirt or earth. So we began by just putting seeds in the cracks and widening the gaps in the asphalt and trying to bring flowers and life.
Evidence of their work can be seen everywhere. Plants and flowers shooting up through cracks and crevices, down the street, and around the fences that wrap around the vacant lot. A spot the group has been dying to get their green thumbs into.
We'd work all the edges until we could move into the center.
It's kind of guerrilla gardening.
A lot of it's done at night.
But that just changed. In April, the City Council announced the Page Avenue lot would be one of four plots open to community gardening, part of the Asheville Edibles Project. Elder and Sage became the first participants in the program.
We are stoked to have such a gung-ho grassroots movement come and apply for this location. Claire and her group really are just inspirational.
Haley Mahoney is with the Asheville Office of Sustainability.
Is and what we think is going to happen is that this is really going to be almost a demonstration garden when it's done, to really show people this is how you do it. This is how you bring your community together.
Do you have plans? So you look over here, I see lots of gravel.
We have people that work with us designing ideas about how to work with the gravel.
People like Pancho Bermejo, who lives nearby and is going to help the group build raised beds using wood from pallets.
We want to look for every possibility, every space that we have for make something good in this space.
The city program allows flowers, edibles, and encourages plants that attract pollinators, which is music to the ears of Bee City's Phyllis Stiles.
Boy, I love this effort, and this is what we promote in cities all across the country, starting right here in Asheville with Bee City USA, because we believe every patch of land can be pollinator habitat.
Pull it this way a little bit. Thank you. You got my toe wet, Barbara.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
The city will host workshops and events to encourage more citizens to adopt a gardening plot, and you can always stop by Page Avenue, where former guerrilla gardeners are transforming a gravel lot into green space.
You got to, you know, the old song, Melvina, I forget her last name, God bless the grass that grows through the cracks. They pour the concrete over, it keeps on coming back.
At the Page Avenue Community Garden in downtown Asheville, I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.